time for Babes in Voiceland. Get ready to forget your troubles and laugh along with us.
Good evening, my lovelies. This is Witch Esmeralda, head of the Witches' Council, here to give you tonight's witch's report. I was speaking to Witch Hazel the other day, trying to come up with some extra scary ideas for Halloween night. something that would be unexpected. Beware, we are joining forces with some of the more devious members of the Ghost and Goblins Council to create a little Halloween mischief that will make all those wretched little trick-or-treaters scream with terror and run for cover. The plan is to scare them with such unthinkable terror that they will all drop their candy bags and run home to their mothers. Then the witches will sweep down from the sky on their brooms and steal all of that delicious candy while the ghosts and goblins keep them running for their life. Tune into every podcast in October of Babes in Voiceland for updates on what's to come on Halloween.
So, here it is, almost Halloween again. Can you believe it?
Oh, time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. Exactly. It just seems like yesterday we were talking about pumpkins, and it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed, huh? Who would have thought? So, does anyone have plans yet for Halloween and what you're going to do?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
It has been so hot.
Uh-huh.
But I can't even wrap my
mind. How hot is it, Terry?
So hot. No. It's still been in the hundreds. But I am really having a hard time wrapping my mind around Halloween and fall. I mean, it's my favorite time of year, but I am just not ready.
Ooh, I have a great idea. I was at Lee Canyon yesterday, and there are actually trees that are turning color up there. They're yellow, these big yellow trees, leaves. It was so beautiful. It felt like fall.
I'm so happy that excites you.
It was 30 degrees cooler, so it was like 63 degrees, and I saw 3 wild horses. So that felt like fall to me. So my suggestion to you is to take a trip there, and then you'll be in a fall-like mood.
Oh, okay. That's where we were going with this.
Okay. Cow path.
Yes.
Moo. Down the cow path we go.
Moo. No, really. Now, has anybody thought about Halloween yet?
Hell no.
I mean, Terry, you have kids. You haven't thought of it yet? Costumes?
Well, my
anything?
Daughter has already been talking about costumes.
See?
Absolutely. But her thing now is, because she is 13, and she's figured out that you look bigger, you look older, people give you less candy. So she's like, you know what, Mom? We're just going to go to the store, buy a whole bunch of candy, stay home, pass it out.
It's that time for her. Rite of passage.
And watch all the little cute ones come to the door.
I'm kind of sad.
I know. Yeah.
Except for my son and his best friend, well into their teens. They're both 27 now. Well into their teens. Were going out and trick-or-treating, or they were dressing up in those Freddy Krueger, whatever, Michael Myers, with the masks on, and they would hide behind the bushes at Harrison's house, and then when the kids were coming up to the door, they would jump out and scare the bejesus out of them.
Wore, like, robot costumes or something, nobody would know we're not kids. We could trick-or-treat again. Like,
well, you're short enough to pull it off, but...
Yes, no.
You could be just a really tall kid.
No, you know what? Because here, in my neighborhood, we've been living there for 29 years almost, right?
Yeah.
When we first moved in, tons of kids.
Yeah.
Tons of kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Our son included, because he was born a couple years after we moved in. And then that whole batch of kids left, and there aren't too many taking their places.
Right.
So what happens is you have these grown kids showing up at the door. Half of them don't even have costumes on.
With a pillowcase? Do they bust them in?
No.
They bust them into my neighborhood, too. But you know what? Samantha was very tall for her age, and when she was like 10, people didn't want to give her candy anymore.
Why?
Because she was 5'6", and she was too tall. And it's not fair to be too tall to not get candy on Halloween. So she started passing out candy at a very early age. She did that rite of passage. It was kind of sad, but she always dressed up in really cool costumes.
Oh, anyways, yeah.
Anyways, at the door. One year she was like a scarecrow, and she just sat on the bench, and the little kids would, and she had the bowl of candy in her lap, and the kids would come over and take one, and slowly her hand would raise, and they would jump away. It was so funny.
I always play scary music. In the window, you know, on my computer, my cassette thing, and then sometimes when the kids come and knock at the door, I do the big long knock. Boom. Scares the crap out of them. And then I open the door and they're like,
happy Halloween. Well, I still have my black t-shirt you guys have seen that says, this is my costume.
Right, I remember.
Because when I was a very busy working career mom, blah, 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 I didn't have time or energy to really get that creative, but I always wanted to make sure that Halloween was cool for my kid.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I didn't have time for a costume for me, so I went to Target one day and there was this awesome t-shirt that said, this is my costume.
And it served you well.
It did.
All these years. I always dressed up and took my kids out trick-or-treating. I always thought it was fun, but now I really like to see the little kids come to the door because I miss that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? When Bailey was, you know, my little dog, because nobody knows you guys, but when Bailey was alive, I used to dress him for Halloween.
As a pumpkin?
And I'd open the door and he'd have a little costume on, you know? And this This I'll never forget this one year. This one little boy, you know, just starts walking in my house to pet him. And the mother's like, you can't go in there. And I said, well, honey, I said, you know what? He really doesn't know you. And he goes, oh. And he looks at Bailey. He goes, hi, I'm Andrew. And then he goes to pet him. Like he thought if he introduced himself to the dog, it was okay.
Okay, I'm thinking about going to PetSmart this weekend and getting a lion's mane ruff for my big golden retriever. So that when we answer the door, he'll come walking up and
like
he will look like a big lion with the lion's mane.
That'd be so cool.
I'm thinking about that. Whether or not he'll let me put that on him, I don't know.
Well, considering we all have no plans and no thoughts about Halloween, we managed to talk about it for quite a while, I think.
This is true.
We did. Halloween, we'll have to let everyone know how it was for when our trick-or-treater showed up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, sounds good.
Well, it's time for some first grade proverbs.
Yay. I love first grade proverbs. Remember when we did them with Ricky Cheese?
Yes, I do remember.
It was so much fun.
It was. They were wise, those little guys.
I know. These first graders are so smart. So let me just to recap. First, we say the real proverb, and then we say the answer that the first grader gave us?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay, that's Beth, everyone.
Okay, you can't teach an old dog new
tricks.
Well, no, that's not what the child says. You can't teach an old dog new math.
Oh. Yeah, that is totally true, because I can't teach adults new math. I can't get new math at all.
Terry? Okay, I've got one. If you lie down with dogs, you'll get fleas.
End up with fleas.
Is it get fleas or end up with fleas?
If you lie down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas.
Is that it?
I think so.
But no, the first grader says, if you lie down with dogs, you'll stink in the morning. You love that.
That's really true, though.
Yeah. Come on, Erica, give us one.
Love all, trust
no one.
No one, yeah.
Okay, but a first grader said, love all, trust me.
That is sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Okay, I've got one. The pen is mightier than the
sword.
No, the pen is mightier than the pigs.
Wow. Oh, the pen.
pen is what holds them in, so it's mightier.
A pig pen.
Yeah.
A pig pen, like a fence.
Wow.
That's pretty smart.
That's smart.
That's like existential thinking.
It is.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I've got one. Okay. An idle mind is...
a terrible thing to waste.
Yes. Yeah. No. The first grader says an idle mind is the best way to relax.
You know, I like that.
Don't you agree with that?
Don't you agree with that?
I think that's cool.
You clear your mind.
All right, Erica, you've got to have another one there.
I think that's really, I'm still getting over the best way to relax. I have to remember that. I think a lot of seniors do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have another one. Where there's smoke, there's
fire.
Obviously, but also a first grader said, where there's smoke, there's pollution.
Oh, that is smart. Yeah, because smoke is pollution.
Exactly.
Air pollution, wow.
Exactly. Very smart. Very smart.
Okay, this next one, I really don't know what the real proverb is. It says, happy the bride who...
picks a good man?
No. I don't know. What is it? I don't know this one.
Who gets married?
I don't know.
Happy the bride who's something, but we don't know the answer, but the first grader did. Happy the bride who gets all the presents.
Of course. Why didn't we think of that?
Everything you asked for.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and how about one last one?
One last one. I've got it. A penny saved is...
A penny earned.
No. A penny saved is not much.
Can you even believe they still make pennies? I mean...
I know. They were talking about doing away with pennies, I thought.
It costs more to make a penny than a penny is worth.
That's what I hear.
Because copper is so expensive.
It's expensive.
Well, they don't even make them out of pure copper anymore.
No. Copper is what they steal out of walls anymore.
Do you know what? Construction sites, you have to watch. Guys will come and steal the copper off construction sites.
I know.
Yeah.
So they're right. A penny saved is not much.
It is not.
But this was so much fun.
It was.
Wasn't it?
It is. We'll have to do some more another time, I think.
All right. Stay tuned another time for more proverbs from first graders. Hey, Beth, you know, I really love your t-shirt. Everybody, Beth is wearing this really cool tie-dyed lime green and multicolored t-shirt. Where'd you get that?
You know what? I made this myself.
Get out of here.
About 2-3 years ago, the kids were here. They were very small, so I really couldn't let them get their hands in the tie-dye. But I got them all shirts and had them pick out colors. It's the first time I did it. I went out in the backyard and I tie-dyed all these shirts. So thank you for liking it.
Great. Is that your favorite color, that lime green?
Actually, blue is more my favorite color, but I do like yellow and green.
It is bright.
Oh, yellow, green, and blue.
Okay, so I saw this thing. I think it was on the internet.
On the internet?
Yeah. Of course, found it on the internet.
It was this story, though, this expose about this woman in Brooklyn. She's a little older, a senior woman.
Uh-huh.
And everything that she owns is lime green.
Everything?
Everything. And that's all she wears. And they took you into her house, and her walls are lime green.
What?
All of her accessories are lime green. All of her dishes are lime green.
Carpet?
Her carpet is lime green. Everything is lime green. And she walks around the neighborhood in a funky neighborhood in Brooklyn, and she's dressed in lime green.
For real?
For real. You see in her closet, every piece of clothing is lime green.
I wonder if her underwear is lime green.
I didn't ask, but it would have to be.
Probably is.
This is going on now still?
And she's even married, and her husband tolerates it, and he thinks it's kind of quirky and fun. So they interviewed some people on the street, and they said, oh, if we didn't see the lime green lady, we would worry about her because we look for her every day.
Well,
she's just so
cool.
Cheerful.
Yeah, but one thing to kind of wear a color and wear it out, but if the house is that way, the floor, the ceilings, there's like no accent colors. I think that would... you wouldn't even know where the wall and the carpeting ended.
But then she would not be the lime green lady.
But she could still be walking down the street.
True.
The inside of the house doesn't have to be that way.
If she had like a brush, or maybe it had white bristles, but the handle was lime green. There's like green. Almost.
It's predominantly green.
Yeah, she said she's always used color. She's tried every color, and this is her happiest color, and that's why she became the lime green lady.
But how happy is that?
I don't know. So my question to you is, I know your favorite color is blue. Would you become the blue lady and only have like blue walls, blue towels, blue everything?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I mean, I like a lot of blue, but Actually, in California, I did have blue carpeting. Come to think of it, yeah. I forgot. Now I have a blue couch, but
not only blue, all blue clothes, only blue.
No, I just don't think that's normal.
Yeah, well, but blue doesn't give off the same energy as yellow or lime green or...
Blue is calming.
Calming, right, right. Yeah. Like in the crystal world, all the blue stones are calming stones.
I love blue. Really maybe good. That's why. The ocean is blue, the sky is blue.
Exactly.
But the earth is brown, so I think God made a contrast, you know?
Maybe.
Otherwise, dirt would be blue.
Imagine blue dirt.
But I might kind of so like it.
Why blue? Why not yellow?
I might kind of like blue.
I don't know. Terry, I never asked you, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, it was a green. Because I grew up in Michigan, and
all
the seasons
green?
Would change colors. And you were just so happy when you started to see the green again.
Yes.
Because everything went
new
dead,
so
and it was
nice.
Gray, and you were just so excited to see the green. So as a kid, it was green. I loved spring. I loved green. Now that I live out here in Vegas, I'm not so excited for the spring because it rolls into summer and it's just too hot. So I tend to lean more towards the fall, and I've kind of changed my color palette. And I'm more into purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
Why? Well, that's like the high chakra color.
It is.
Like,
royalty, kings, queens. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's that third eye. It's your higher chakra.
Right.
I'm just more into
purple. Interesting.
Uh-huh. It's a spiritual color.
So it no longer has anything to do with weather changing?
No. No. Green, you know.
Would you have an all purple house and wear all purple?
No.
I have a fair amount of purple in my clothing, but I like to be able to switch. I like to change up.
Variety.
Yeah. Like a rainbow.
Oh, that's me.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, not at the same time, but...
But it just depends on your mood.
On my mood,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, sometimes you need orange, sometimes you need green, sometimes you need
to wear a power color.
Sometimes you need purple, right. Sometimes you need red. Red's a good power color, but... Yeah. Red all the time. I couldn't even imagine an all
You'd
red house
be,
and all red everything.
Yeah. You know what? I've never been a big person for red. I really.
No.
No, when I was little, I hated red.
And I hated red when I was little, too.
Did you? And my mom would always say, oh, honey, you look so cute in red.
But so
it's like you're allergic to it. And I'm like, I don't want red. But
Are
now,
you still allergic to red?
Yeah, I don't love it. It's okay now.
Yeah.
But blues. When I was small, it was yellow and green, like my shirt I'm wearing right now. And I don't know how I transferred into blue, but it's all blue now.
It's blue. And it may change again. I mean, I love purple. Mm. You know, I love amethyst. It's really big into amethyst.
That's my birthstone, amethyst.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh.
Yeah, I love amethyst.
Purple's okay, but I don't love it.
Okay. So we've decided, though, we would never have a monochromatic life with all clothes of one color. If anybody else out there does this or is thinking about doing it or wants to share with us, why don't you contact us at our, what do we have for the
email?
babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. Oh, that would be cool.
Or you could
go to our Facebook group page and put a little message on there too, Babes in Voiceland on Facebook. That would be great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want to listen to some more of our episodes or just check out to see what we look like, the face behind these voices, go to our website at babesinvoiceland.com.
Yeah.